Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And you know, when I say that, I really mean it. May what I say be some help to you to draw closer to Him. He's giving you food for that journey that goes from focusing on yourself to focusing on the one who created us and the one we're going to see at the end of our lives. And He has done so much good for us. Do we see Him? I don't mean actually see Him with our eyes, but do you know He's there? Do you know that He's with you? God wants to be near to every human being. Please, He has given such help to us to live this life. May we take advantage of it, and may we draw closer to Him, because that will draw us closer to everybody else, really, if we're close with the Lord. So let's take a look now, the Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. And this is taken from the prophet Daniel, chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. And then there's a big jump, 91 to 92, and then 95. So 14, 20, and then 91, 92, 95. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments, otherwise you shall be instantly cast into the white-hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual, and had some of the strongest men in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white-hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. "But," he replied, "I see 4 men, unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like a son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." How loyal are we to God? Think about that. How loyal am I to God? How do I follow Him? Please, brothers and sisters, draw close. And the responsorial psalm tells us, "Glory and praise forever for our God. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever." How often do you praise God? How often do you take time to thank God for what he's done for you? And you say, nothing. Well, open your eyes then, because there are things God has done for you. Have you turned to him? Have you turned to him? Have you drawn close to him? It doesn't mean you hear voices. The more you read his word, the more often you receive Holy Communion. It's like something begins to work in your soul. Even as I'm speaking to you right now, and this is for every baptized person, right now I know that God is very clear. Do I hear his voice? No. I know that he's here because he loves me. I particularly have given my life to serve him. But all of us can do something to serve him. We have small children. I know we don't have any time. Or if there's other sickness or difficulties in the family, I understand. But please, brothers and sisters, give God. Start with 15 minutes. I've said this to you before, but I want to say it to you again. Please give him 15 minutes every day. You can read the readings for the day. You can read the Psalms. Take a psalm a day and just read through them. You can read the New Testament. Whatever is most helpful to you, but take some time to read it every day. And just ask the Lord, is my life conformed or not? Does my life follow you? Or do I want to go my own way? If we just want to go in our own way, we're in for trouble. Everything might be going right now just fine. But please, brothers and sisters, it won't always if you're just doing your will. Please. Brothers and sisters, in this Lenten season, please open your heart to the Lord because he loves you. And now we take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 to 42. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And they answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you, what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." And Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." And Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I come from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." Brothers and sisters, think about this. God gave us his only son to teach us. And as God, he would have known what Jesus would go through. Brothers and sisters, God the Father must have suffered too to see what happened to his son. Brothers and sisters, love Jesus, who was sent to us from the Father. Love him. Decide to follow him, because he will lead us to heaven. And you say, oh, that's a lot of malarkey or ideas, just somebody made them up. No. This is the Trinity, in a sense, speaking to you. God the Father sent his Son to save us and gave us of his Spirit to lead us in the right direction. It might be through books. It might be through someone speaking. It might be in your own heart you learn what you should do. But please open your eyes and your heart and your ears to all the good that God has for you. Sister Ruth Burroughs, who is a Carmelite nun in England, said this: "The cross stands on the rim of the world, dominating the cosmos. The crucified gives meaning to the cosmos. The crucified and the one who has chosen to cleave to the cross, the true contemplative. How can anything be amiss, and all shall be well, and all matter of things shall be well? If we attend to the passion of Christ, we hear a voice insisting, 'Someone died for you.' And of that someone dying, it can with all truth be said that God is there, bearing the burden of our wrongdoing, the burden of our pain, our loneliness, our death. God is there loving us totally, holding back nothing. And because he died for us and lived for us, our lives in all their trivialities, their joys and burdens, have meaning in him. They hold him within them. Through them, we can surrender to him." How precious we must be to God. How momentous our lifespan. God wants us to seize hold of life, hoard its unique opportunities for growth, grasp its chances to express our love and gratitude to him who loved us first. Every moment of our life can be filled with eternity, because at every moment, in every event and circumstance, we can say our yes to God, who wills us to live to capacity, wills us to act as full persons. How many of us act from our inmost center according to principles, not merely following the crowd, the line of least resistance, seeking immediate satisfactions and appreciation? Yet someone died for us that we might live with abundant life. I'm quoting Sister Ruth Burroughs, who is a Carmelite sister in Norfolk, England. She is an author you might want to look up in the Catholic book section, because she is the author of a number of best-selling books. And I want you to get good reading so that you can know really more deeply what God has done for us in every way. God has been such a blessing. He cares for us. He leads us in the right way. But we in our sinfulness think another way is better, and we turn away from him. Please listen, brothers and sisters, before you speak. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.